question is for both of them. When these vaccines became available, we were promised it would prevent contraction and transmission of COVID-19. All governments around the world, EU Commission, everyone, basically repeated that, began harassing and intimidating people so they would take that promised game changer. Well, turns out it was fake news, wasn't it? Somebody lied, and I want to know who lied. Since I do not consider you to be stupid, you must have known that your vaccine is basically worthless at best, potentially harmful at worst. So my question is, did you lie to the EU Commission and governments around the world so they would spend billions and billions of taxpayers' money and buy your worthless stuff? Or did you tell the EU Commission and other governments around the world the truth about your worthless vaccines and the governments lied to their citizens? Who lied? Just answer me that question, please. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you again. Yes, there are a lot of questions, so let me try to address all of them. So let me start first. We learned a lot during the COVID-19, and I think it's really encouraging to see the vaccine technology revolution actually happening due to the COVID-19. In AstraZeneca, definitely we are looking how to leverage of that. The benefit of the vaccination outweighs the risk. That is the main way how the risk benefit ratio of the vaccines is considered.
I'm sorry, but the base of transmission. Sur la transmission, vous répondez pas à la question. Est-ce que les vaccins transmettent le virus? À combien? Ou est-ce qu'ils ne transmettent pas? Répondez à cette question.
I have 30 seconds, and then I go.